Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a Washoe County commissioner who's making a lot of news. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
We'll be talking to Marsha Burke Bigler, who's been taking on the Republican Party, which is her own party.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Heidi Smith, Rue Goodnow, and Dick Gamak. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Washoe County Commissioner Marsha Burke Bigler. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So the Washoe County Commission, which has been statewide news, finally decided not to act on the school board issue. Mm-hmm. What was the final thing that sent this to defeat?
There were two commissioners who, from the time this first came to us, have maintained that there's only two ways you can pass taxes on the people. And one is by a two-thirds vote of the legislature, and the other is by 50% plus one vote of the people. And that did not happen with this bill. And it's kind of a technicality, because the legislature actually, both houses of the legislature actually voted two-thirds on this particular bill. But it's enabling legislation, and enabling legislation must be based on a vote of the people. At least historically, it's been based on a vote of the people. So is that the constitutional reality? I don't know, but that's what the Constitution appears to say. I'm not a constitutional scholar, so I can't tell you whether that's true or not.
Okay, so tell me, did the school board present a case and the superintendent present a case that you thought should get them money down the road here?
Yes, I think that the school board was very open to the questions we asked. They answered them fairly. I think it's very clear that Washoe County School District is an excellent school district, doing an excellent job of educating our children. Unfortunately, because of the state situation that we're in, our numbers are getting drugged down. I mean, our perception is getting drugged down by the whole state, but they're doing a good job, but they are the only county in the state that doesn't have a separate designated fund of money that comes in specifically for the purpose of repairing the school buildings. So did they make a case that that needs to be done? I think the answer is yes.
And have they been good stewards of the public's money?
It appears so. It appears that this particular group that we have, the board and leadership, has done a good job of spending the money. They provided us with detailed lists of where the bond money has gone and stuff like that. So it appears that they've been a good steward of the money. I think there's some argument that perhaps instead of spending their surplus that they had built up to get through the 6 years of really serious economic downturn, they could have done other things, or they had that surplus, they perhaps could have started repairing these schools with that surplus before the economic downturn, and we wouldn't be in the position we're in today. But that's up, and that's one person's opinion. So I don't walk in their shoes every day and do the things that schools have to do. So it's difficult for me to say that that's a fact. But that was an area that was of concern to some of the commissioners.
Well, I think the other major issue too is that the legislature did sort of punt, even though they voted by 2/3. They didn't approve the tax increase. They said you guys have to approve it.
They enabled it,
and then they put it into your hands when you have no authority over a separately elected board.
That was a very grave concern for all of us. And I made it clear from day one that the only way I could ever support this would be if there were clear guidance on what the money was going to be spent on, that they reported back, that they were totally transparent in this money, and that this money could only be spent to repair these schools that are in serious need of repairs.
And yet you really had no way to make sure that that was done in that manner.
That's
you could
correct.
Do a memorandum of understanding, but again, people change, boards change.
A memorandum of understanding really has no legal standing in this particular case.
All right, so what's next for the school board?
I think this was the first step. I think we had enough public hearings that we gave the school district and the school board the opportunity to really talk about who they are and what they're doing and what value they bring from their statistics, that they are doing such a good job of educating our children in buildings that are maybe not perfect, but they're still doing a great job of educating our children. So I think this was the first step. We're at the beginning of this, and I think now what we do is we move forward as a group in the community, we work as a team, we figure out how we in Washoe County can designate a particular stream of money that goes just to the repair of these buildings as soon as we can start establishing that.
Okay, so that's the route that you think that we should take. Now, would that be a legislative action?
There are some things that we don't have to go, that the county does not have to go to the legislature to do. The GST, for instance, we have 1% on that.
Government service tax.
And we have 1% on that we actually could, we've already been approved, that's been approved by, you know, everybody, and so we actually could institute that tax and go ahead and put that on. And that really wouldn't impact the average citizen, it would impact people who rent cars. So that's really, where it is paid. So that's one thing we could do, but that's not enough money. That's roughly $4 or $5 million
at this
point.
About 20% of what they need.
So they need a long-term solution. And I think that's what you guys have done, is presented a case and said, okay, let's go to the legislature and get a long-term funding source. And I do applaud the commission for the multiple meetings that you had, because this issue got aired like it should have been aired at the legislature. Mm-hmm. And for that, I do congratulate you guys on.
And that begs the final question, which is, have you laid the groundwork for the legislature? Because the legislature would never have taken the time that the county commission took to look at this issue.
I would like to think we've laid the groundwork for the legislature to look at more home rule issues, more issues that are where they need to change the law to allow local governments who are closer to this situation, not necessarily closer to the people, because this is a small state and people can access the legislators very easily, but we're closer to the situation, and I would like to see the legislature look at more home rule issues issues that we are able to rule on. And I think if they move in that direction and we get away from the Dillon's Law concept of what this state is, I think if the legislature moves in that direction, then we see people who are more willing to step up to the plate and say, okay, this is our problem in our county. It doesn't impact the rest of the state. Let's see what we can do here.
Okay, and that would mean legislators giving up some power.
It would.
That would be a good thing.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Washoe County Commissioner Marcia Birkbigler. You made a big splash. You know, normally letters to the editor don't make a big splash, but you wrote a letter to the editor in the Reno Gazette Journal. You want to tell us briefly what the content was and what the response has been?
Oh, well, the content of the letter was simply to say that it is time for Republicans to realize that they are part of the problem, not part of the solution.
And you are a Republican.
And I am a Republican. And a staunch Republican. I've been a Republican since I was 9. So probably younger than that. But at 9, I started arguing with my Democrat father. So I claim Republican status for a lot of years. My concern was that the Republican Party, when I worked for Barbara Vukanovich, I did a lot of work for her and her campaigns, and the Republican Party in those days appeared to me to be the party that was supporting inclusiveness. We were the party that went after making sure that women had the right to vote, and that, you know, that there wasn't a color factor, there wasn't a religious factor. From my perspective, I don't care what your color is, what your religion is, what anything else about you is, not your sex or anything else. What I care about is what you do. And we as citizens have a responsibility to make sure our government runs the way we want it to run. That is, after all, what America's about. And so my letter to the editor was to simply say that people making statements that the reason we have children with autism, children with ADD, children who are building bombs in their garages, and children with all other health ills is because mothers went to work was offensive. And then to further that by saying that men, fathers, cannot be nurturers because their disciplinary temperament comes out and not their, they don't have a nurturing temperament as offensive to everybody, to men and to women. And that's what my letter was about. It was to say, let's get away from this divisiveness we're in. Let's just get back to trying to have a fair and equitable debate about the values that we think Americans should have.
Well, the criticism you received from the guys that were on that show or there was that they didn't say this stuff. Somebody else did. This was a radio show that was up here, and a guy named Len Seamus, I think it was, who had Carson, who's the one that said all these things. And I concurred with you, because we were concurring during this time of writing this letter, that silence is acceptance, that it was implied consent, and that you had Tom Tabor and Tom Dickman, mm-hmm. who just didn't speak up and defend anything.
And their Washoe County Republican
The Washoe County
Party
leadership. So Marsha and I are now on a kick with a few other women to actually create a new women's pack for Republicans to reach out to the Republican, specifically reaching out to women and
right.
talking about the
values. Specifically women, but I think yeah. to Republicans who are interested in improving our government
yeah.
and moving forward and trying to fix some of the problems that we're dealing with here in America today.
Okay, just to jump in, because you're always welcome back so we can continue this conversation, but you got into an email writing war here with
yeah,
the leadership
did.
Of the Washoe County Republican Party. Why did you do that in email where you knew likely as not that that would be picked up?
I actually knew it would be picked up because one of the things that is happening is this group has a huge blind CC, and I actually found that out by accident by responding to an email on another issue earlier. Has a huge blind CC list, and so they were accusing me mm-hmm. of being stupid, accusing me of not being a good representative of my constituency district. And the truth is, most people don't know what I do. I mean, most people are busy with their own lives and they're not looking at what political people do and or their elected officials are doing on a daily basis. And I thought it was important to say, look, I'm not accusing the leaders of the party of saying this stuff. I'm just accusing the leaders of the party of not being sensitive to the female teachers, the female, the mothers out there who are raising their children on their own, who don't have a spouse, who are, you know, doing whatever in regards to taking care of their children and also working and contributing to American society.
We got about 30 seconds left, because one of the other things they said was that you admitted that you had no idea what the county plank was or what the state Republican Party plank was. A quick response to that.
It's true. I don't. I haven't read it. Either one of them.
And is that a big deal?
I don't think it is.
I sure don't.
The plank is written by people that I personally don't agree with from a social perspective. So what difference does it make? I mean, I wasn't elected by that group of people. I was elected by a diverse group of constituents that included Democrats and Republicans, and as well as, you know, independents, people who are in between. And so I don't think that having me sign on and saying I'm only going to support issues that support those platforms is simply just not right.
And that's where we have to leave it. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank
always.
You.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Great news, the housing market is improving, and now Fannie Mae and most major banks are allowing streamlined short sales with no documentation, no hardship, and full debt release. Call me today for more information.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
I've specialized in helping homeowners recover in Reno since 2008, and I've never charged homeowners for any of my services. So if you ever have any questions at all, call me today, and I'll be glad to help you out.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Heidi Smith is a former Republican National Committee woman. And Rue Goodnow is an attorney with Parsons, Bell, and Latimer. I think we need to follow on from our last conversation here.
Well, it's been a tough week for the Republicans. I mean, if you start with Pat Hickey and Jim Wheeler and then this old Tom Tabor thing, Northern Nevada Republicans have put themselves on the map, and not in a great way. I think the challenge, I think Rue and I were chatting about it a little bit, the challenge is the perception that we are a party that doesn't accept what are really social norms nowadays, that it's okay for a working mom and it's okay for a mom to stay home and be a working mom at home raising kids. But it's more than anything, it's just that we got away from the core values of the Republican Party, which is economic freedom and personal responsibility and entrepreneurship. And if anything, this is a time when women are branching out and doing more and having more opportunities to pursue their own businesses, and yet we are not getting that message out to women. And I think our perspective is that we're challenged
absolutely
to encourage women to join the party based on our core values of personal responsibility and economic development.
I mean, I've been doing this now for 50 years, trying to get women to get involved. I had 6 children. Sometimes I stayed at home. Lots of times I worked. I had my own business. I had the ability to do either one. But for the heads of the Republican Party in this county to go on and do that radio show, which, by the way, everybody in town sent me a copy of, was to me insulting. I left town because I was ready to respond to the RGJ, not in a nice way. I went and talked with Tom Tabor. He said, well, I didn't say anything. That is part of the problem. He had the show. They talked about it. He didn't try to change it. He was told that he better say something. He never did. Tom Dickman, I think, are in a hell of a lot of trouble.
Okay, so Dick, the sin of omission. You agree?
You should engage brain before you engage mouth.
Brilliant.
Confucius say.
No.
And we live in a different world now, Rue,
yes,
because
do.
It used to be that, you know, if something went out on a radio program that really doesn't have a huge audience, that would be where it played, and the people who were listening. I used to have a radio show that maybe had 300 people listening. Good audience, but it was very small. But now, with the internet, as Heidi says, she was sent that 2-hour radio show along with half the state to be able to look at that.
You know, Sam, I can't comment on the legal aspects
right,
of this,
of
as we discussed, but it is important to me personally, as an American, that the society in which we live here is progressive, and women have the opportunity to work or stay home with their children, and that both roles are equally valued. And I think it differentiates America from other places that are less progressive. If 50% of your workforce can't work, is forced to live in poverty, and the children are forced to live in poverty, that is a problem for society. And that's one of the things that makes America great.
Dick, is this even an issue?
Yeah,
well, I was going to say, is this even an issue, for example, in your office?
No, I've got 70% female workforce. And both attorneys
so you're
and
anti-male
support
in your
staff
office,
and everybody else. Yeah.
I
don't hire
men.
And don't hire men. There you go.
My wife worked. She went to school to become a nurse, and she didn't go to school to become a nurse to stay home all the time. So she worked while we were raising our children, while we were raising our children. I think that's one thing that's been missed here.
Yeah.
I have a lot of single parents in the office that are working. And at times we have to make accommodations for them because kids get sick, things happen, and we do it. And it's just part of what we have to do every day, and we work with them. I don't have any issues at all. I found, actually, there's this another saying I'll throw out here, is that if you want to talk about it, get a bunch of men around you. If you want to get it done, get a bunch of women around you. Because they...
You're a class act.
They work, and they get the job done, and I'm... very supportive of this whole movement, as long as we're remembering while we're doing this that the priority should be the kids, because that's the next generation. We don't need more kid problems than we have today.
Well, I think, again, it gets back to the Republicans doing a better job of reaching out and getting their core value messages out there, talking about economic development, talking about entrepreneurship, and getting people away from the stupid stuff. And that is the challenge in this 24-hour news cycle, where you say something stupid at a town hall meeting, and then it's on YouTube, and then it's on the Colbert Show.
But that's what in politics you have to remember. If you open your mouth and say something stupid or not say anything at all, it is going to translate to all Republicans or even to all Democrats. When I first listened to that talk show, I heard immediately that Mr. Tabor was not speaking, but he wasn't stopping it. And I got so angry that I packed up and got out of town, because the phone started ringing. People were, especially women, 54% of the voting population is female. Women were calling, have you heard that, you know, because it went out to everybody. Yeah. Nobody heard
it. You get the last word here.
I don't know that I want the last word, Sam, but
come on, guys.
I'll go out on a limb here and say that you're absolutely right. In the modern age, where media is so omnipresent and everything you say can be taken out of context, you have to be careful about what you say. And this is a particularly sensitive topic.
Or even more dangerous, it can be taken in context.
True.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back.
Are you considering a new Medicare plan? Then you may be looking for help in choosing the right plan for your needs. So don't wait. Call now. Whatever your health coverage needs, United Healthcare can help you find the right plan. Open enrollment to choose your Medicare coverage begins October 15th and ends December 7th. So now is the best time to review your options and enroll in a plan. Medicare has two main parts, Parts A and B, to help cover a lot of your expenses, like hospital care and doctor visits. But they still won't cover all your costs. Now's the time to learn about United Healthcare plans that may be right for you. Are you looking for something nice and easy? Like a single plan that combines Medicare Parts A and B with prescription drug coverage. A Medicare Advantage plan can give you doctor, hospital, and prescription drug coverage all in one plan for as low as a $0 monthly premium. Just one way United Healthcare can help you save while you take control of your own health. Plus, with the Pharmacy Saver program, you can get prescriptions for as low as $2 at thousands of pharmacies and retail locations like these all across the country. Call now to learn more. United Healthcare has the information you need, so you'll be better prepared when making Medicare decisions. Maybe you'd just like help paying for your prescriptions. Consider a Part D prescription drug plan. It may help reduce the cost of your prescription drugs. With over 30 years of Medicare experience, United Healthcare has been helping people live healthier lives. Remember, open enrollment ends December 7th. We can help. Call United Healthcare to learn about Medicare plans that may be right for you. Don't wait. Call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Well, next week we'll be talking to Guy Rocha, our state historian, and Controller Kim Whalen, who's running for the state treasurer.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.